I'm pleased to see that some of our politicians and candidates for public office are beginning to wake up to the idea that the income tax in this country has got to be done away with. The graduated income tax is one of the most regressive and un-American mechanisms for producing revenue that I can imagine. I don't quarrel with the fact that government needs money to operate, and we have to have government at all levels. But remember, the founding fathers, when they created this country and provided for revenue to operate that government, relied on essentially what were excise taxes or possibly user fees. It took a constitutional amendment to give us this income tax to begin with. It was not any idea of the founding fathers. And the income tax is presently constructed in a company with the so-called estate tax or death tax, results in the same money being taxed twice in many instances. I mean taxed twice by the same taxing authority. I'm not talking about different governmental entities that are taxing the money. I'm talking about the federal income tax taxes money twice in many areas. In my mind, in a free enterprise economy as we have, in a country which promotes a work ethic, the last thing that ought to be taxed is the money you make from your honest labor or your investment in the capitalistic system. This federal income tax has become a large mechanism for redistributing wealth and also for promoting what is conceived to be certain beneficial or acceptable social behavior by the granting of exemptions and deductions and so on. It is so complicated that the average citizen has no understanding of the tax system. And they become so used to this withholding tax, where they take the money out ahead of time from your salary on a monthly basis, that you really don't realize how much income tax you're paying. You think in terms only of take-home pay. That, to me, is an un-American concept. At a very minimum, if you're going to have an income tax, it ought to at least be just a flat tax, a flat percentage. That would still play into the hands of the people who have this class envy thing, in that the more you make, the more you're going to pay if you're working on a flat percentage. That should not be compounded as it is under the so-called graduated income tax, where the percentage that you pay not only goes up, but it is compounded by the more money that you make. In my mind, there's only one real fair tax, and that would be simply a consumption tax based on what you spend. The present system punishes values that we consider to be worthwhile. For example, thrift. If you save money and put it in a savings account, you pay income tax on the interest you get for the savings, which in turn discourages savings. I would welcome any political candidate as a messiah who would take a strong, hard line on doing away with the federal income tax that now exists and substituting a plain, simple consumption tax in order to finance the federal government. This is Buck Compton.